storms are possible in the area, mainly late in the afternoon or early in the evening. Highs top out near 80 degrees. Winds westerly 5 to 15 miles per hour. Higher gusts possible. And then tonight, scattered showers and storms still possible early, otherwise partly cloudy, and lows drop to 59. I'm Phil Jenskill from the Voice of Muscatine Weather Center.
Right now it's 64.
Muscatine's only free online source for local news and obituaries. Search voiceofmuscatine.com.
Welcome to Moving Forward, sponsored by MPW MockLink TV and MockLink Internet, online at mpw.org. Each weekday morning, our local talk segment brings you the people who are helping move our community forward. Let's start the show.
Welcome to Moving Forward on June 24th, 2020. My guest this morning is Barbara Dunn Swanson, Human Science Specialist of Family Life at the Iowa State University Extension and Outreach. Are you there?
I'm here.
How are you doing? How have you been?
I have been well during these uncertain times. And you?
Doing much of the same, just trying to stay above water at this point. So, what we're kind of talking about today is really about COVID. It's about talking to your family, right?
That's right.
Okay, so how much should families be sharing with their children about what's going on with the news, pandemic, what have you?
Well, such an interesting question because, you know, it depends on the age of those that we're talking with, right?
Right.
If we're a group of adults sitting around wondering and talking, that's one conversation, right?
Right.
But if we've got young children who are asking some questions and or if we're trying to talk as a family, that conversation might be really different. So we really take the age of the children and who's sitting around the table into account. And you know what? We all today have unlimited access to the TV and all of the reporting 24/7. And we can get so caught up in that it becomes something that makes us anxious.
Right.
Or it can stress us out. Mm-hmm. So we have to remember that maybe we want to limit the amount of information we're taking in on a daily basis, just in order to keep that stress at bay.
Right. And you don't really think about that until you're like me, where you're watching the 24-hour news cycle, and then you're like, why am I up at 4 in the morning? My heart's racing, and I'm nervous. It's all because of what we constantly are watching.
So, right. And think, too, about adults. We have many, many years of experiences that help us to connect the dots and be able to understand the news as it's delivered to us.
Right.
But not children. Children don't have the years of experience we do. So when they hear the same things we hear as adults, it may really make them very fearful.
Right.
And that fear is the part that will make them anxious. And then it just can be a downward spiral. And we don't want that to happen for our young children.
No. Now, you mentioned, I was looking over the sheet with information on it, and do you recommend having a family meeting? Is that the right thing to do during this?
Well, you know what? I think a family meeting is something that can be really helpful for a variety of reasons during this pandemic. But most of all, because this family meeting allows everybody to get around the table or get around the living room, couches, somewhere comfortable. But having those discussions so that everybody can be heard.
Yes.
That way we know if young people in the family have questions, here's a chance we can talk about it as a family. Instead of letting kids get their own ideas from either whatever they're seeing on the screen or perhaps what they're talking about with their friends on chat.
Yes.
Letting the family be the first delivery of information around what we can do to stay safe as a family. So the family meeting can really be a place where kids can ask questions of their parents and parents can deliver some helpful information, but in the amount that's appropriate for how old those children are.
without overexposure to it.
Right, right. Without that overexposure.
Okay, so if we do share some of this information, what are some of the things that we need to consider?
Well, that's another really good, important point, because you know what? We really want to speak simply and yet honestly. We don't want to hide, but we want to speak simply. And so there are some things, and some people have developed that coronavirus. We may have a neighbor that has it, or someone in the family may indeed have the virus, but we want to talk about it in ways that don't bring that fear, like I mentioned.
Right.
And we want to talk about why people have chosen to stay home. We're staying home to prevent the virus from spreading. Why are we wearing masks? Again, people are wearing those masks as a safety precaution. Mm-hmm. Those are things that are helping us to stay safe, and yet it is allowing us to be a part of the solution rather than just fearing that there is no end in sight. We are part of the solution.
Right.
So,
right.
Yeah.
Well, with all the school cancellations, you know, sports, all the special end of the school celebration stuff impacting families, how should parents respond to that?
Oh, and hasn't there been so many?
Yes.
Oh, there have been. And I can understand that there's a lot of disappointment that people are feeling, because you know what those are? Those are those rituals and those celebrations that families have really been looking forward to, and now they're kind of set aside.
Yeah.
So maybe first and foremost, we acknowledge the loss. You know, we talk about it. You know, this is a disappointment, but we listen to the stories that maybe the kids are going to share over their regret. They aren't going to camp. Maybe they're not getting to participate in the Iowa State Fair as they used to,
right,
or like they thought they would participate. So all of these things are a little bit different. So we listen to maybe their regret over the loss. And, you know, it is a loss, but maybe the family could brainstorm some other types of celebrations that could be carried out. That
right.
might be just something then that the family, you know, having one of those family meetings, hearing about the regret or the disappointment and acknowledging, yep, we're all disappointed that this didn't get to happen. But now let's brainstorm. What are some things our family can do to bridge that gap between that disappointment and finding a way to indeed do some celebration?
Right, right. Well, okay, so aside from the celebrations, aside from, you know, and again, I think it's so important just to even just be listening to these kids if they are, you know, with the gripes and all that kind of stuff. So with a lot of that, it's kind of like spring fever with these families that are all being tucked in this house together. What are some suggestions for families, how they spend time together under one roof? What would you say to them?
Oh, my goodness. And you know what? We've been together under one roof since mid-March.
Yes.
Haven't we?
Yes.
And you know what? We just know that that can take its toll on families. So we might find that kids are sleeping a little bit more, and maybe adults, too, are finding that they need to sleep a little bit more. And that sleep is telling us that our body is trying to adjust to this new normal.
Right.
And so sleep is great. If you need sleep, give your body that opportunity to do that. Maybe you feel like everybody's eating us out of house and home. We've got everybody home, and we're all eating 24/7.
Yep.
So then we have to have those conversations about, okay, we've got to keep this kitchen clean. We can eat, but then we also have to have a clean-up mechanism as well. We've got to have a discussion at family meeting time about, okay, we're going to eat, but then we're also going to do the dishes or load the dishwasher or unload the dishwasher. Whatever the plan is, all those things have to be considered, because living under one roof, that would get to be an annoyance.
Yes.
If everywhere you looked in the house, there were just messes, because we're all living the best we can and the best we know how, but we're together. And that's not our usual mode of operation. You know, usually in March, April, and May, kids are off to school.
Yep.
Parents may be out of the house to work, and the house can stay pretty together. But now we're all together under one roof, and our living quarters can really need an adjustment. And so those are the kinds of conversations we want to have before people get upset.
Yes.
If that makes any sense.
Absolutely. Well, I mean, you know, Barb, I live alone, and I'm that way with myself. It's like, really, we're just going to keep piling all these things up. You're just going to walk right by it, you know? So, I mean, staying
right.
consistent, too, with that
right.
and making sure that you keep that routine going, that also can help kind of keep you grounded, that you have that routine during all of this.
Right.
So
that routine is so important
yeah.
because, you know what, maybe there's also some time where families can decide, you know what, we need to have a family game night. We just have to find some ways to keep ourselves busy if we're all going to be together. Maybe we even want to go out and do a family walk somewhere. Maybe
right.
we go to a nature center and do some hiking of some kind. But together as a family, finding those things that we like to do together, but that can give us a little different outlet than just simply being home under one roof, staring at one another, right?
Right. Well, and you even mentioned, too, you know, about physical exercise, too, with the family. I mean, that's, right now, that's super important. Otherwise, we're all just going to become a big sack of potatoes around here, looking at our computers
I
all the time.
Know. We do have to increase our movement, getting
yeah.
our body moving. And often people say, well, I just don't have money to go to a gym. You know what? We can do so many things to help our body move without having those additional financial resources to go to the gym.
Right.
Even if it's simply walking in our yards, doing some stretching from our desks or from, you know, being in the living room, doing some stretching with your children,
mm-hmm.
with the kids in the family. Like we said, maybe even going outside and walking around your neighborhood. Staying socially distant
right.
from people, you know, waving to people as you see them. But, you know, just doing some things that get your body moving because, like you said, we can get atrophied if we don't move. You know, our body can just, it needs that movement
yes.
for sure.
Yes. Well, okay, so this is the final question here for the couple relationship, for the parents. They're parenting during this time. What helpful information do you recommend for them right now?
Well, this is such a good point because we need to be sure that adults are really taking some time out to listen to one another because they're wanting to provide a safe and secure place for the children, but the couple relationship is still very, very important. And you know what? Each adult may have their own set of fears related to the virus. And so having some good communication time or couple time for that communication is important. And again, as parents, we want to model good habits for our children. So we need to rest. We need to eat healthy food. We need to get some exercise, drink lots of water. All of those things that we do as a couple, our children watch us doing, and then that becomes a habit for them, too.
Yep.
They see us doing it, and they will follow suit. So there's a lot of positive ways we can manage stress, and that's what we might be feeling right now is just the stress of everything that's going on.
Right.
We just have to remember exercise. Maybe we like to read a good book.
Mm.
Take some time for ourselves, read. Take some time, listen to some music, perhaps do some gardening. And people's spiritual support is really important as well. So we just have to remember to be kind to one another,
mm-hmm.
listen to one another, check in with our family members. All those kinds of things will help us get through this uncertain time that we're calling COVID-19.
Absolutely. Now, you've given me a lot of references, a lot of resources that we're going to put up at our website, voiceofmuscatine.com. And I just want to touch on this real quick. At the Extension website, you can live chat with a stress counselor?
Yes, there is a live chat with one-on-one. You can do it in a secure environment with a stress counselor. We also have an email website. expert that can talk about any legal concerns you might have, or finance, or stress. And all of this is our Iowa Concern Hotline. And again, it's confidential, and it's access to counselors. This has a toll-free number, so I'm going to say it out loud.
All right.
And people, if they're listening, I know you've got it there, but I'm going to go ahead and say, if you're interested, the Iowa Concern Hotline number is 1-800-447-1985. So 447-1985. And it's available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So if you wake up in the middle of the night and you need information, if you want to talk to somebody, if your heart is racing and you just need another person to hear you,
yes,
call that Iowa Concern Hotline as a reference.
What an excellent resource I think that is right there. Well, Barbara Dunn Swanson, thank you so much for coming on this morning. I appreciate your time immensely.
And you are so welcome. We thank you for remembering us and for having us on. And we'll be back another time to do some more interacting with our friends there in Muscatine.
Sounds great. And once again, I will have all that information that we talked about up on our website, thevoiceofmuscatine.com. Barb, I hope you have a wonderful day. It was nice talking to you, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thank you.
All right. You've been listening to Moving Forward on KWPC, The Voice of Muscatine.
We'd like to thank MPW Digital TV and MockLink Internet, the local providers, for sponsoring Moving Forward on KWPC AM 860, FM 95.1, The Voice of Muscatine. If you have a suggestion for a guest, we'd like to hear from you. Call our business line at 263-2442 or click mail at voiceofmuscatine.com. It's Moving Forward, weekdays at 8:15.